First and foremost, I'm incredibly flattered that I was asked this question because I've sat with it for a very long time about posting and consequences of said post. And the field that I'm going into particularly, I'm not too concerned because it's a very expressive field to begin with. And there was a point in my life where I started surrounding myself with people who were very sex positive, who... I was one of the first of my own friends to openly talk, at least with my lady friends, about masturbating and self-love and being body positive, because I'm not a tiny girl. I'm not, like, ashamed. And I noticed the more that I talk about it and the more that I'm open about it, other people feel relieved and they want to talk about it too. And there's some type of beautiful thing that opens up when you can finally just, like, be truthful and be open and honest and sexual. And the thing about, especially, a lot of us are in our early to late 20s. A lot of us are also in their 30s and 40s. There is something refreshing and amazing about finally being able to openly talk about sex or what's been bothering us. And the wonderful thing about humans is that we're evolving, right? And I think that there is going to come a time where you're going to move on from this. This is not a phase. This is just a part of who you are. And maybe you really want to explore the realms of kinkiness. Maybe there is a point in your life where you're basically just like, starved for touch or romance, or just you are in a very stagnant relationship and sometimes you just need to be fucked. Whatever that may be, this is an outlet. And if you, it's like one of those situations where it's like, it's awkward if you make it awkward, right? And I think I've gotten to the point where I'm just, there's no shame in it. There are a lot, but that being said, there are a lot of people with occupations where that's not a choice. They could very well lose their doctorate or degree or whatever because they're held to a different moral standard, which is bullshit because people are beautiful in that they're multifaceted. They can be geniuses and be incredibly sexual and loving. Some are monogamous, some are polyamorous, some are kinky, but very shy in person. Some are very vanilla, but very just out there. And that's the beauty of it. I had this a long time ago, if I got caught, right? Like, that's basically what we're all afraid of. We're all afraid that mommy and daddy's gonna find out we've been schlicking online. I can honestly tell you, just from coming from my family, my parents were worse. Like, they were a rowdy little bunch. And a couple of harmless masturbation posts, so be it. That's not a challenge. I think the only thing that I've ever been truly concerned with was my privacy. So I dialed back on my my location or getting too into detail about what I look like. But yeah, I think the best part about having a voice like this is I don't think it's very distinct. So there are a ton of girls that have a very high little pitched voice, and whatever happens, eventually I'm gonna grow up, I'm gonna move on, and if I run into somebody that recognizes my voice, I'll own up to it. Like, yeah, I did it. I regret nothing. Because I've met so many amazing people and learned a lot about myself and what my limitations are and what I could push. I don't regret anything. And if you do, if this doesn't feel... excuse me, if doing this doesn't feel right anymore, with recordings, with GWA with Pillow Talk, you have every right to stop. And this especially goes for the women. You don't owe anybody anything. So, just be safe. And that's my opinion on the matter.